He went straight from half court.
You basically got the ball.
You had 24 seconds left on the shot clock, and you went straight for half court.
Dame time. 24 seconds. You had all the time. The game just started. What
the game just started. Who do you think you are? Hey, hey, that ain't, hey, no, but what I said when you talk, I was like, Jesus.
That's what I'm saying.
Why did you, not that.
Yeah, it's like, at first I was like, how could that, well, you know.
Like, he couldn't have said nothing that crazy. Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, so I can feel her not feeling safe, or, you know, after that. I don't know, man. He's like, could you get your social media, can you get your horny under control, sir?
I wish I could have that conversation. Like, and I even proposed that. I was like, okay, listen.
No, not him. Her. Just like, hey, look, I'm sure you get shot at you, like, wilder than that.
I understand this is different, but this is, he knows where you work. You can't avoid being.
And really say, and this is the opposite of what you said. He's there a lot, too. It's not like you love to see every once in a while. He's
there. Just don't let me sit with him. No, no, he can't really do that. But, like, is this something where I can call him, have a conversation with him? He seems like a reasonable person.
Yeah, watch this somehow and get
a long time.
Maybe get him to, like, apologize to you or something, like, you know.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'd rather not do that. But, like, I want to go based on your comfort level because you're the one who got that message. You're the one who has to stand in here if he comes in here. And even if it's not the, I'm going to keep being hungry at you guys, it's now it's the ultra cold shoulder, like, hey, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, once I'm walking out, like, I don't need any of that, really.
I was like, how much money is she bringing in versus him? Like,
Yeah, you had to do.
To come back in after you've been banned and people know why you were in the first place, but
you'll
lift the ban with the understanding that you know you can't do that.
Yeah, well, chill.
You gotta chill.
Chill. Man, launch that motherfucking shot. God.
That said, that's a slippery slope for me. You know, I've knocked down like I have a track record in there, okay? And at any point in time before, you know,
he's Kevin Spacey.
It's an unprecedented, you know, moment where somebody's getting banned for, like, literally that. Yeah. And I've said some spicy stuff at work, usually in a joking manner, but I've said some spicy stuff at work, people would jump in, whatever. What I didn't want from after that situation, what I didn't want as a manager is for me to make a spicy joke and then somebody be like, well, I didn't appreciate that. And now I don't want to be on the shift with Don. Okay, so does Don not work here or do you not work here? Because Don got to be. Or else you can, good luck, bro. And I was like, okay, keeping all of that in mind, like, okay, now I'm tier three done, dealing with tier two plus Kayla and her party. And I'm just like, all right, where am I going? Am I going back down here? No? Okay. I got on my laptop. It's like, cash, gas, or ass. Like, what? I need something out of this. Why do I feel like gas? There's not really a gas situation. I'm providing the space. So really, it's and look, man, as willing as I am to hear you out on this one, it's like, I need you to say that. I need you to say that. And I'm not provoking you to say that. I will give whatever it is you had in mind. Don't even ask that way.
Ready when you are.
Bet.
Hey, you have a t-shirt? You need a t-shirt.
Like a t-shirt to go under that hoodie type shit?
These lights are hot.
So you want to put a layer on? Or you want, okay, never mind, I get you.
Thank you. No, see, you try to do all that smart shit. That's how you ran into a wall, you motherfucker.
Don't make me give you a Jonah shirt, man.
I will wear merch.
Hey, man, don't make me give you a damn Danny Jonah shirt.
Just make sure it's a large and my muscles accentuated.
Maybe.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm down to wear some merch, man. Yeah. I might need to give you a new control arm. I don't like the way that shit just droops down like a half chub penis.
Okay. That's very specific.
Yeah, just droop. I don't know why that one fucking component just fucks up everything, bro.
As long as I can hear everything, you know what I'm saying? Shit, all right.
We're good. Let's see these. What happened in hoops this week?
Not much. We're just getting riled up from the All-Star break. We had a miraculous comeback from the Lakers. We have MVP race heating up. Look like SGA is picking up some ground. We still got, you know, some good shit going on.
Draft. LeBron's son, he ain't going to the draft or something like that?
Yeah, he's been dropped off on most mock drafts. People are pretty much saying maybe next year, buddy.
What else happened? The fight? What you talking about the fight? Jimmy Butler fight? Or was that old?
That wasn't really a fight. It was a scuffle. Did we talk about the Cam Newton fight?
Oh, Cam Newton. We can talk about Cam Newton. Cam Newton brawl.
Scrapping in that bitch.
We got Pokemon tier list and on-site beef from last week.
Oh, yeah. You want to redo the...
No, we never did them. We came up with them last week, but we never really did.
Well, we did the comic book joint last week.
Yeah, we said like outside of comic books. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, you did say that. Yeah, yeah.
In the you know, in the ether.
I did not make any adjustments for that, or I didn't prepare for that. I forgot.
That's fine.
But can always do like a tier list, so it wouldn't be a full tier list of certain Pokemon. You could throw out names and I can tell you whether it sucks or not in VGC.
Oh, yeah,
is it ass or not ass?
Ass or not ass? Ass or pass? Ass or grass? Ass or no ass?
Got you a selection.
Oh, a Jover? An old logo Jover?
Yeah, or a logo Grow West.
Grow West. Classic. Looking like a motherfucking half ounce wearing that Grow West fucking job. Looking like the bags.
Old ass Tim's. With the fucking young got a skirt on it. Yeah, that shit almost done.
I'm trying to build a new VGC team around Cyril Edge because I haven't used my Armor Rouge or Cyril Edge and I was like, they're actually pretty good. I just want to build it. I just haven't had a chance to use them in the right team. It's all about just having the right team. It's only a few Pokemon that fit on every team, so they have such high usage. Fucking Incineroar, Fluttermane, Tornadus. So you could just slap on any team and make your team better.
Hey, Nova, do me a favor. Come here. Just come here, man. Just come here, man.
Yes. Commanders release Charles Leno Jr.
Did you leave a microphone in the garage?
Never in my life.
Are you sure?
I don't know how that could be possible. What kind of microphone is it? All my mics are here. We got a total of fucking 13 mics at this point. I can pod a basketball team. Who wants to talk?
Ha ha.
barbers need to make a rule Fridays and Saturdays.
Hey, yo, stop
look
it.
Look at the comment underneath.
Nigga will form me 35 of them. I know he ain't got no bitches.
No, this is to my, that's to my camcorder.
Ah, okay.
This is where it landed at. That. Definitely need that. Especially for these motherfuckers that don't record sound. I thought you meant microphone to my shit.
Nah.
I stand corrected. I'm sorry. Hey, Nova, come here. Can I see you? Can I see you do something?
Oh, shit.
Can I see you for a second?
Lil Wayne was about to start rapping.
Check, check, check.
Oh, we finally got another mic up in this room.
Yes. Yeah,
oh my God. What? I'm hungry.
You're hungry? You can bring your food over here. You're off camera. You can do anything you want.
I'm not trying to chew into the microphone.
Like
chew
I can. I have a mute button.
Oh my God!
Let's say about to hear this man eating this sandwich in 4K.
Like shit, crushing a BLT.
Yeah, we're already recording, so we get to start anytime.
Oh my God!
Hey man, these jokes got motherfucking 15 hours of recording time, so I just turn the shit on.
Yeah, I just wanna check, check, check. I was just trying to gauge distance how am I being picked up by leaving it right here and not having to hear
you. Levels, 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 levels.
I'll turn right there.
Yeah.
All right. Fast car going live. You got to hold your finger up. Hold your fingers up for your camera. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you all for joining us on a new episode of Channel Orange. I'm your host, the Orange himself, Lucky Lefty, Fire God, aka the man himself. I am here with some esteemed colleagues of mine of the Fire Squad Army, the Fire Squad Militia, the Fire Squad Decorative. Before I introduce any of them, I would like to thank everyone for following us on all social media platforms and hitting the link tree /FIYASQUAD. Thank you. Leave some kind words, leave some bad words. It doesn't matter. It's all algorithms. Anyways, my first guest, he's not really a guest. He's like that guy who's like, you know, he wants to say he's a guest, but he comes over all the time and he goes in the refrigerator. Like, you're not a guest, bro. You live here now. Whatever. Puffco Poppy. What are you puffing on today?
Today, we got this cereal milk, live rosin from Eden. It's actually fucking fantastic. It's got like 13% terps. It smells like a dream. And they did a great job on that. So shout out to Eden on that batch of rosin. It's amazing.
Also, for the first time on Channel Orange, we have Dab Daddy Don. Dab Daddy Don, what are we puffing on today?
What's good? What's good? And you know what, man? I'm about to go get some orange drizzle, live resin. It wasn't the rosin this time. They didn't drop the rosin. I'm not exactly sure why, because they know people love it. But LR. I'm still good with that.
Okay, okay. Some orange drizzle. And what I'm puffing on right now, I think this is like some Midnight Circus or something. I don't know. But it's very exotic. Thank you, Jova. As you can see, we have merch on right now. Go shop Jova. Everyday low prices like Walmart. No rollback, though. All sales final. All right, so I have summoned the dad daddy on himself because we're all Pokemon masters, Pokemon trainers, Pokemon collectors, Pokemon sweatshop runners. But we all want people to understand that it's okay to have a favorite Pokemon, but don't bring that shit to VGC. You will get murdered.
Yeah, it's okay.
And it's okay. Because me, for example, I love Hitmonlee, one of my favorite Pokemon. Can't use
it. Yeah, man.
Super gimmicky if you want to use it.
Trash.
So what we're going to do today is do a Pokemon tier list. And we'll tell you which Pokemon are actually viable competitively and just cute to have, cute to collect. You already know legendaries are kind of off the board, so we're going to go very, you know, specific. So here's how this will work. I'm going to call out a Pokemon's name. You guys tell me if it's S through E tier in competitive sense. And tell me how you can make them viable, if you can. But some people, you know, just impossible. Let's start. Clefairy.
I think Clefairy is A tier. I think it's good. Clefairy is actually really, really good. With the Eviolite, I actually use a Clefairy on one of my teams. It's a one of the best support Pokemon for certain Pokemon. You have the Fairy typing with the Eviolite. You can redirect a lot of great attacks with Follow Me. Mm-hmm. Take threats away from, I use a Goodra who's weak to fighting attacks, so it's a great partner to redirect those fighting attacks away from the Steel typing. Redirect those Fluttermane, Ghost, and Fairy attacks. It's great for that, as Fluttermane being the number one most used Pokemon in the Regulation F format.
For sure.
So anything that is good against Fluttermane is going to be very useful for you. Mm-hmm. So Clefairy is a good partner for that. I run a set that has no attacking moves, so Clefairy doesn't have much offensive capabilities with the Eviolite.
Mm-hmm.
So you really just have to stay away from being taunted, but going with a set of Protect, what is it? Protect, Follow Me, Life Do. And Follow Me, Protect, Life Do.
Metronome?
Hell no. Not doing that.
Don't do that.
But just going for the support moves. Life Do is a really, really good move. And then Clefairy's ability is also very, very good in doubles. It has Friend Guard. Friend Guard, it does a quarter less damage to your opponent. I mean, not your opponent, but your partner Pokemon on the field. So they get a 25% defense boost on both their defenses just while Clefairy exists out there. So that's why it having Life Do, it can buff its partners and heal itself and its partners. It also can redirect attacks. It can do a lot of good stuff. Clefairy's cool. It's A tier. It's not S tier just because of the stats. Even with the Eviolite, it can't really do any damage.
So it sounds like it comes out first to set up a whole lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, or to protect a setup Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So you with the Follow Me, I could throw it out next to Galdingo, or like I said, I like to use it next to my Goodra or my Malamar. So they can set up, they have a turn, Follow Me, and they have buff defenses. Goodra's already a monster defense. So having the Friend Guard up and Life Do to give it more HP on top of the leftovers just makes it a perfect partner for some of my ace Pokemon. So I do actually use Clefairy quite a bit. I think it's A tier.
Dad, Daddy Don, any notes?
No, honestly, I just concur. I don't use the setup a whole lot. I don't have a lot of experience with it, but I can understand how it would be super annoying to deal with. You got to be pretty direct with it. You have no choice but to attack it, especially with a Follow Me set. You can protect a lot of things, and even if you know some hits bleed through, like you said, you got Friend Guard. You're likely to survive that.
Mm-hmm.
And if all you needed was one turn to set up, and now you're just going to sweep everybody, well, you got it.
All right. Next Pokemon, Alakazam.
Ooh, right now in Regulation F, that shit is... I don't even know is Alakazam in the game right now?
I don't
know.
I threw you a curveball, he's not.
Yeah, it's like, I'm pretty sure Alakazam's like...
All right, let's move on to... Let's go Gallade.
I've seen a few Gallades doing some Psy-Spam stuff. So the Psy-Spam strategies of people using a lot of psychic terrain, expanding force, trick room bullshit going up. So Gallade, I'd probably say, is like B tier. It's still got some good stats, but it's fighting typing. Anything that is threatened by Fluttermane is gonna have a rough time.
That Daddy Don?
That's one of those guys I've just, I don't know. It was a niche thing and I never found a way to fit it into my, you know, roster. You know, even when I caught it, I was like, wow, this dude's awesome. And through story mode, just destroying stuff. That's cool and all. You could do that with basically anything though, once you get strong enough. But just, you know, even fighting you guys, I don't know. You guys have never seen me use a Gallade. I think I actually have a shiny one and you guys never seen that.
Yeah, I used a Gallade in a couple gens ago, but yeah, I just haven't used it much in this regulation.
I like Gallade. I like using him sometimes because, you know, he has the sharpness. I think he has a sharpness ability.
It's a good ability.
And his attack power and defense power is kind of, you know, it'll catch you off guard. So if you bring him out late, he'll get some niggas off the board easily. Just like Scizor, which is one of my favorites. You know, I use him a lot. All right, next Pokemon. Let's go Gengar.
Gengar is still good. It's still good. It's just, again, the number one Pokemon in the format is another ghost that is superior, so you haven't seen much Gengar. Also, Gengar loses to Fluttermane because of the poison typing. So you know, the whole format basically revolves around Fluttermane right now and some of the Paradox Pokemon and... yeah, so that's where Gengar is. It's still pretty good, though. Cursed Body is a good ability. That can really throw you off. Just it's a disable, a free disable on somebody's moves. Gengar still got good stats, good speed, but it's a glass cannon. For and real. The typing isn't going to help it right now.
For real.
Probably say a C tier.
I'll bring in a concept here. How do you guys feel about power creep? Because I would argue with some of the Pokemon that exist now, at the time that they took... levitate away from Gengar, you know, of course he was destroying everything. You took one of his only weaknesses away and good luck with that afterwards, right? Nowadays, there's a lot more stronger Pokemon in the set. You could probably stand to give him his OG ability back and kind of mix up the thing. It would mix things up, adding Gengar back to a top tier position.
Yeah, I think... I wouldn't be mad at that. I think they've done a good job over the years of buffing Pokemon to try to keep them up with the power creep. Even though some of them, like I said, the Incineroar buff was insane. I don't know why the fuck they did that. That still was a crazy decision for them to buff Incineroar going into this current game, but giving a parting shot. But
yeah,
I think they've done a good job pretty much because there is insane power creep. Because even if you look at the last few DLCs are all staples of the metagame. Motherfucking Urshifu. The Ogre Pond, all that stuff is vital. All the Paradox Pokemon running around, the Raging Bolt is everywhere. So it's just like Fluttermane. So yeah, it's definitely a power creep. Urshifu, I think, should maybe be banned. I mean, it's enough checks for it that I still feel like regulation F feels balanced. Urshifu is close. I don't know why on God's green earth it can hit through Protect. That is crazy.
I can see it being banned.
Yeah.
Let's go Haxorus.
I like Haxorus. I used Haxorus in whatever gen it came out. I think it was gen 5 or 6 or something like that. Haxorus just has insane attack power. But again, Fluttermane is everywhere. Dragons, unless you're going to Terastallize out of that.
I would just get the fuck up out of there.
And what's Haxorus's hidden?
It's Unnerve and Mold Breaker, right?
I believe those are through. Yeah.
Yeah, Unnerve and Mold Breaker.
I don't like Unnerve as much. I understand his viability. You know, you catch somebody off guard with that. Somebody had a citrus berry or something they were trying to hold. But no. I just don't think Haxorus is in a good place right now. Maybe I don't want to give it as low as C, but like B tier.
Yeah, maybe B. The speed tier and things like that. Yeah, it's just not, it's gonna get beat by some other things. Like I said, what's good isn't necessarily what's good because Gallade and Gengar, they are good Pokemon, but it's just like, are they good now in this format? Because the format's going to revolve around the most used Pokemon. So if you're bad against the things that are really popular, you're not good. You know what I'm saying?
What is Gallade like? Normal psychic or some shit like that?
Fighting psychic.
Fighting. You're going to get fucked.
Yeah.
yeah. All right, moving on. Let's go with a good old grassy terrain Rillaboom.
That's S tier. That's one of the Pokemon that the metagame revolves around is absolutely Rillaboom. Along with Amoongus and Ogrepan are probably going to be your most used grass Pokemon that you see.
For sure.
Like everywhere on and they're all good. They all deserve their S tier. I would define S tier Pokemon are the Pokemon that the metagame revolves around that you have to build checks in your teams for them because you know you're going to run into that Pokemon is going to cause you problems. Like Amoongus is one. If you need somebody, that's why safety goggles is such a highly used item. There's only one Pokemon you need that shit for. It's Amoongus. Mm-hmm. And Spore and Trick Room. Amoongus will just flat out lose you the game if you're unprepared. Mm-hmm. You'll just be like, oh, I'm whooping it. And then you got nothing to stop that Spore. You're going to be asleep for 3 turns. Game over. Yeah. So I would definitely say that those 3 grass types, especially Rillaboom's dominant in itself. Rillaboom is bulky. It can, like you said, sets grassy terrain one of the most powerful abilities. Then it gets it grassy glide, so then it gets a powerful priority move on top of that. It gets fake out, it gets U-turn, so it kind of does a little bit of Incineroar shot with the fake out, reposition, U-turn. It can do a lot. Rillaboom is amazing. I love Rillaboom. I use one.
Dev, did you have any notes?
Rillaboom is one of those guys. I didn't really get into him until I played Sword, actually. Shouts out to Puffco Poppy for letting me borrow that. And, you know, Pokemon Home gives you that little bonus when you trade something from Sword over, and it gives you all the starters from that generation. So I already told you guys how my journey through Sword has been. It's really been like a speed run because I got all the starters with boosted experience, and they are. I'm struggling to keep them under level so they'll still listen to me all the way up until the last gym guy.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. All right, let's try Archaladon.
It's a strong A tier for me. It's definitely up there.
That is.
I've been using Archaladon quite a bit. And because I've been using it, I'll say it's not S because it is very, very difficult to get off the field if you're not prepared for it or if you don't have anything for it.
Yeah.
Like, I think if it's well positioned, it will steamroll a game. Yeah. And that's why. But if it's not, it is not. I don't think it's as universally threatening as something like would be S tier. I think Archaladon, you have to position it well. And if it's positioned well, it will devastate a team. And I love it. Like I said, it's very strong in the rain. You get that thing in the rain and positioned well, it can steamroll the whole team. But I still think because of its weaknesses, because that electro shot doesn't double charge without the rain and things like that, and because of Chimpao, another one of the S Pokemon running around with Sacred Sword that can ignore all those stamina boosts and still hit it super effective. When you have Landorus and Chimpao up there in the S tier running around, then that causes some issues for Archaladon. But it is very, very strong. I wouldn't argue if somebody said if it was S tier, but I don't think it's metagame revolving. You know, I think it's just a very strong Pokemon.
I agree. I actually started using them a little bit. You know, like you said, basically unstoppable in the rain. You get that going, it's a really tough deal. But I don't know, he just doesn't sync well with me personally. He still deserves the high tier, but he just doesn't sync well with me personally. He's okay. Cool looking, though. Cool concept.
Okay, how about this? Dab Daddy Don, Iron Hands.
Oh, that's my boy. That's my boy right there.
That's his boy.
I got like 3 of them. Three viable ones. One for raiding. Actually, 2 for raiding.
And any one shiny for... one?
No, because y'all niggas won't catch a goddamn shiny Christ. To save now your fucking lives. You... I don't know how y'all now are. We hear it. Now we how hear it. I got now 2 full box pages full of fucking shinies, and y'all go, we got to know where one is. What the? Are y'all looking? Are y'all looking for them? Are y'all trying? Are y'all trying at all?
Okay.
It might not be shiny, but my Pokemon got hands, bro. You can see us in the battle.
I have a few shinies by proxy, but whatever. All right, what's next? Let's say Iron Bundle.
So I would say Hands would be like an A tier, and Bundle's probably A too. They're both strong. Mm-hmm. Like they're both strong for the Paradox Pokemon. They're either A or B tier, both of them. Like, cause if you are unprepared, Iron Hands will fuck you up. Like that, Joan is
certainly.
Yeah, but Tornadus has been very helpful because I'll outspeed it and
I'll
just Liquid Storm it out of existence.
If you're in the middle of a battle and that nigga start doing the belly drum, it changes the whole fight because you don't know. Somebody got to get the fuck out the way. Somebody about to get their ass whooped. We got to do something.
If you could manage that, like if you had a follow me user right on the left and you managed to get a belly drum off and you didn't take any damage the first turn without somebody using follow me, then the second turn they do use follow me and you're drain punching, that game's pretty much a dub after that, bro. Like,
yeah, it's all about the setup. If you set it up with the right partners, like, it can be really, really dangerous.
That's scary.
Yeah, Iron Hands, like I said, Fluttermane threatens it too much for it to be S tier. That's an automatic one shot. There are a few things that give it some issues. But again, if you don't have one of those things in your party, I've run into some matches where Iron Hands is giving me some issues.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So especially, yeah, with the belly drum stuff. And once he's belly drummed, if you can't immediately get it off the field, something's dying. You're losing somebody. So very strong Pokemon. I wouldn't say it's S tier, though, because again, there are other things in the format. I think it works better in Trick Room. So it needs some things to succeed, whereas like the S tier stuff is like, slap it on any team, it's going to give you problems.
It's going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about, I've seen this a few times, Entei. Entei.
It's A tier. It's good. It's very strong. It's very strong. Sacred Fire is a move that burns you 50% of the time. That's incredibly strong.
Ouch.
And Entei, it's kind of solid. It's very much like the OG Arcanine. It's got, it can't be intimidated. So it's got inner focus instead of intimidate. And it's got that Sacred Fire move that it can just spam huge damage, plus might burn you and do, defensive control for your team. And then it can do Terra Normal E-Speed. It can do Extreme Speed, Terra Normal.
Makes sense.
So Entei, just very good. It can do some utility stuff too. So Entei is very strong. One of the stronger fire types in the format, but not quite S tier.
Mm-hmm.
Same. And I knew that for certain when I had the Arcanine, I did Terra Normal that guy, and I was like, hey, that's kind of smart. Get the, Terra Normal E-Speed going on that guy. And then Entei got dropped into the format, and I was like, okay, well, copy, paste. And he's cool, but, still, that generation's, what are those, like, pseudo-legendaries? Not pseudo-legendaries, because they're legendaries.
Yeah,
but
they're
like,
straight-up
legendaries. What do you call those? But it's, what is it, mythicals?
Roaming legendaries, those are the long,
Yeah, they just weren't super, super strong versus, again, everything else that's in the format now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the five head. I like five head.
Gouging Fire.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's do Gouging Fire then.
Yeah, no.
I've been seeing him a lot too.
I think because of the way it's used, it's also an A.
Yeah.
It's still not like unstoppable. It's not like I need this on my team or else I need a couple checks for it. And it doesn't have extreme speed anymore, right? Okay, so boo.
No, it's very, very strong though. No, I would say that's a high A tier, maybe like a shade under S, like an A plus.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shit is strong. Burning Bulwark, that it's a basically a protect that if you run into it, it burns you. That's extremely strong.
That's
a crazy strong move. It's also got very good stats. It's very bulky. It can run, a lot of people are running Howl on it. It can just Howl, boost its attack and its partner. You can run some Dragon Dance stuff. You can do some stuff with it. It can stall you out, but it also can Howl you up and do some good damage, support the team. Its typing is really good. Like Dragon Fire is a good ass typing. It's powerful. I've run into some issues with it. If you don't have like a fairy type or something to get it out of there, it could be tough to get off the board.
So what Terra type do you suggest?
For that guy, I don't know. What are people running on that? I don't use that one personally, so I wouldn't have a good Terra type.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you could avoid it, like going to sleep and stuff, because you're not really worried about a burn prior to you. Terra
grass.
Yeah, Terra grass.
Yeah, I was thinking grass.
Fairy's always a good one to
resist. Oh, yeah, anything to resist. Yeah, you're totally right. Anything
resist the moon blasts that are going to be coming at you. Again, I'm always thinking of what is going to be threatening me the most, Fluttermane. Fluttermane is going to be threatening that thing the most. And what's going to be coming at it? Moon blast or dazzling gleam. So I would probably do Terra Fairy.
All right, let's do Rapid Strike Urshifu.
It's still A tier. It's good. Both Urshifus are, probably S tier. It's S.
Yeah,
both Urshifus are S.
I mean, that ability. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I think there's more counterplay lately. I think Raging Bolt really kind of knocked it maybe down from S to A. Because before Raging Bolt was in the format, that shit was an unstoppable S. That thing was going crazy. But then Raging Bolt entering the format and having Thunderclap kind of calmed that down a little bit. It was like, okay, that's something that can one-shot this thing because Urshifu Single Strike was going crazy in the S tier.
Is Thunderclap like priority or something?
It is.
It's a electric sucker punch.
Yeah, it's like sucker punch.
Like 50...
70.
Exactly. For something with a huge special attack.
With a Stabiana on it?
Ooh. Stabiana, yeah. High special attack.
Yeah, you're dead. Ooh.
Fuck you.
You're dead.
You're dead. Instant.
That's why Raging Bolt is in the S tier. That thing is crazy. It's so strong.
Like, literally, coincidentally, because of Urshifu.
Like, yeah, it's like it's almost it was like check. An invented to check Urshifu, for real. But the single strike is now more popular than the rapid strike because, again, if you keep it away from Fluttermane, it can definitely damage just about everything else in the format. It's a great wall breaker for things like Dondozo.
And Wicked Blow is putting niggas in a grave.
Yeah, I use a single strike a lot, and I end up just using Life Orb, Terra Dark, Wicked Blow, and just try to just nuke shit off the board.
For sure. Oh, let's throw a curveball out there, everybody. Let me see if I can remember his name. Cleavor.
Cleavor, probably B or C. It's got some. It's. I don't think people have explored it a lot yet. It's definitely strong. I've seen it used.
Me
some
personally, I think Cleavor could go to either two different ways because one is sheer force, one is sharpness. Mm-hmm. So that sharpness with its special move, that brings out the spikes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Ooh, but you know, sheer force, life orb. You know how that go down.
Yeah,
even for alligator too.
Yeah.
The only issue I have with them is that, does he still keep his fire weakness? Because he's Bug Rock, right? He should lose it, right?
No, he's straight, normal.
He would be neutral to fire.
Neutral?
Normal attack, yeah.
Okay. Well, his special defense is Garbo.
Yeah, defenses aren't great. I haven't used it, but I haven't explored it.
He's resistant to fire fire is normal and no fighting. Because bug,
right?
Yeah.
There's something else did he take forex or something? Oh, ice.
Freezing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you will screw you. You might be okay a little bit.
Rock. You probably won't get frozen because he probably won't hurt because of the rock. That might be a good typing, bro. If we got to go through this much to see how to beat him, it might be good typing.
I don't think it is, actually.
Yeah, there's something that's like... Because
really I think it probably has a lot of weaknesses, right? What is he? You said bug and rock?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, water?
We can look this up. Well, the typing's actually not bad. You're right. It's
not a lot of.
It's weak to rock. It's weak to.
Weak to rock.
Water.
I guess.
It's only got. And it's rock weak to water. Steel.
Rock. Whoa, steel. Fuck. Ooh, fuck.
It takes neutral damage.
Bullet punch
to
the face. Bullet punch to the face.
See, that's where your mind goes every time because you got Scizor always on the
mind. Hey, man, look. I get. Both you niggas up out of here with a good priority bullet punch. Just let's get this dude up out of here. Thanks for coming. I even have a drag you to hell method. If I know I'm going to die, at least let me kill one of these niggas first. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? All right, moving forward. Let's see. Let's go with Clangorous Scales.
Fucking Kamo-o?
Kamo-o. Throat Spray Kamo-o.
You know, I would figure that I would see that more often.
You don't,
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Fluttermane.
Mm-hmm. quad weak to Fluttermane.
If you're taking a turn to use that move, you're giving me two turns to kill you.
It's slower than Fluttermane, too.
So assume you somehow survive that first hit. I'm going to hit you again.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well do a damage move, which you don't have anything for me, so.
You probably should Terra immediately.
You have to not be dead.
And now you're turning this dude into your sweeper. Like, you're making that choice right then and there. Like, this has to be your sweeper if you're going to burn a Terra on him right there.
I don't know. I think Kamo-o is underrated because of the Fluttermane. You obviously wouldn't want to use it in a format where Fluttermane's on like 75% of the teams, but Kamo-o is very strong. If you put the right set, you can do some scale shot stuff. You can do some stuff to make Kamo-o work. I haven't tried it lately, but I think I will try to get Kumo-O working on a team. Again, you just have to have a different Pokemon on your team to check Fluttermane. You just have to be like, this ain't the Fluttermane check, because he going to lose. So bring somebody to check Fluttermane and then use Kumo-O for the rest of the team. And I think it could still be really strong. It's got good numbers. It's got good signature moves and stuff. I think there's potential. I'd say it's a B or A-ish, low A tier Pokemon.
Let's move on to a misconception that I see. It might be a hot take, but whatever. And I'll put this out there for all the VGC contestants too. It's a warning. No, it's not a warning. It's an observation. You niggas who like to use your focus sash chin pow, look, you're double weak to fighting. We will get you the fuck up out of here. So you're trying to hang on for dear life just to get your sucker punch off. I get it. It's cool. You're strong, but you're weak because you kind of have a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of weaknesses up in there.
Or just a really prevalent times four weakness. What fighting is wild. Yeah.
That's why they always got a focus sash on them. I'm like, bruh.
That's a must-use item on Chimpao. Like, too frail.
Like, bruh, what do we do? We always get him up off the board. Niggas try to use him. Like, bruh, you kind of only got two turns with him. Like,
it's a glass cannon. I mean, it's a classic glass cannon. But yeah, again,
those
like,
turns count.
Sacred Sword, Ice Spinner. Like, the sets are the same.
Yeah, Ice Spinner,
like,
yeah.
Ice Sucker
Spinner,
Punch, Sacred Sword, Ice Spinner, and Protect, usually, or something. Uh-huh. And then you're good. Like, you're killing at least two things. Mm-hmm. Most matches, you know, like, because of the focus sash, like, you'll get smacked by something, and that's why people are using Urshifu, because, like I said, breaking the focus sash for moves like that is very useful for a Pokemon like Chimpao, who's very frail, even if it's just chip damage. That's why I like having Glamora be my opening, lay those toxic Glamora spikes, and then you don't have to worry about a focus sash. It's going to chip away your focus sash, and then Wicked Blow, ka-chow, you're done. That's out of here.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, all the frail Pokemon, the Focus Sash is just, again, knowing which item to use on the Pokemon is very key to just maximizing the potential of that Pokemon for your team. So any frail attackers, Focus Sash, some of my favorite items, Assault Vest, Life Orb.
For sure, yeah, Life Orb.
Whatever you're trying to go for.
Mm-hmm. Life Orb usually makes it, you know, gets the job done. Are there any others that I've been seeing out there that are kind of prevalent? I mean, you mentioned Chin Pao. What's the fish?
Oh,
What's the fish?
Oh,
Chiyu?
Chiyu?
Yeah.
That's A tier. It's very strong. Chiyu is really, really fucking strong. But the dark typing, you can get around it. Like I said, I don't. It doesn't strike pure fear in my heart when I see one. I don't be like, damn. But it is dangerous. Mm. If you let it get a tailwind or something like that, let it overheat, it will kill a lot of things. It's very, very powerful. A special attack through the roof. Terra Fire, Heat Wave is a thing that you see a lot on that. Mostly just Terra Fire trying to get the most of his damage if you get it up in Tailwind. Mm-hmm. But it's also very frail. If you can get one fighting attack off on it, it's done. So that's why it's like, I'm not super threatened. If you can get a nice hit on it, you can get it off the board. It usually will have a Focus Sash too.
Mm-hmm. Which one of the genies is the best one?
Tornadus. And then Landorus. Landorus used to be considered the best. Landorus Therian has insane, like a 145 attack stat and intimidate. But Therian's kind of fallen off. You're seeing more Landorus, Lando I incarnate, which has more special attacks and stuff like that. But right now it's Tornadus. Tornadus is most used. Then Landorus and then Thundurus. Tornadus, one of the best Pokemon in the format. Clear S tier. Prankster Tailwind, Prankster Weather, Prankster Taunt. And a signature move that is extremely powerful that hits both opponents and a really high special attack stat. Just perfect utility for so many teams. Like, I use Tornadus on several teams for several different reasons, some for Tailwind, some for Weather, some for just the utility of the Prankster Taunt to shut down Amoongus. It's another Amoongus check where I can just Prankster Taunt, no more spores for you, buddy. Have fun with that Pollen Puff.
Okay, so... let's do, there's a few more that I wanted to check out. Because, like you said, we all seen Go-Dingo. Go-Dingo is a fucking wall if you're not prepared for him. That Make It Rain is disgusting.
It's a high S tier. I mean, high A tier. I don't know. It might be
Put him in S.
Yeah, it might be S.
Yeah, if that ability might save it for it.
Yeah, it's bulky. It's got the ability. and it does beat Fluttermane in most situations. Even though it's slower, for it usually can eat that first... Shadow Ball. And then be able to make it rain and knock out Fluttermane with one shot a lot of times. So Golden Girl's really good, but it does have its limits. Its speed is not great. So if you end up eating a Chiyu, might be able to just annihilate that giant. There's some matchups that are really bad for Golden Girl. Because I use Golden Girl a lot. It's definitely on one of my teams, and I've seen its strengths and weaknesses. But definitely, yeah, you really want to do is get a nasty plot up and make it rain. Just start making it rain on these hoes. And that's pretty much what. And again, a broken ability, just cannot be statused by anything for any reason, is awesome.
You know what I thought about just now? Do you play him on your Trick Room team?
I don't. Mine's a little faster, my Golden Girl, so I usually use him on Tailwind teams.
Okay. I'm thinking...
You can slow him down and use him in Trick Room.
I would say zero EV invest, zero IV, like no good speed. See what that low end of that is, and then go from there, put him on a Trick Room team.
Yeah, I did that with my Incineroar. I made him as slow as possible so I can put him in Trick Room. I did that with Gudra, too. I mean, my Grudger's at the absolute slowest it can possibly be. So when it gets in Trick Room, it just be sweeping.
I just don't see the usefulness in saving its attack stat. I don't know. I think a Trick Room, it might be okay. I would have to go see those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like a middling speed stat. So that's what I was like. Mm-hmm. I didn't love it in Trick Room. I just tried to get the speed as high as I could get it.
Oh, then yeah.
And then Tailwind it, and then be able to get those Make It Rains up. So I use there's a pressure team I have with Tornadus, like a Tailwind team, where I'll either lead with Tornadus and Golden Girl, depending on the matchup, or Tornadus and Regidrago, just Tailwind and try to nuke them off the first turn.
Okay.
All right. So speaking of Pokemon, we definitely got some new Pokemon news. Puffco, would you like to go through the items that they've presented to us?
Well, we'll just go through the ones that are relevant. I mean,
the viable ones.
Yeah, the slightly one.
We're not using Pokemon Sleep. I don't.
Yeah. Hey, I use Pokemon Sleep. It's actually, it's all
you
right.
You do?
I do use Pokemon
Sleep. How does it work?
It's a sleep tracking app. It's just like a little mini games and it tracks
your sleep. I thought it was something that tries to put you to sleep.
No.
It just tracks your sleep. You just do a little mini game and then you wake up and it's like little Pokemon you can interact with and stuff like that.
I take that back. I want to try it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's just a little sleep tracking app. So yeah, there's some updates to Pokemon Sleep. The interesting news, they're doing a mobile version of a trading card game, which is very, very cool, where you get like free booster packs and it's like a light version of the trading card game, and the cards have like interactive cards, or you can go in and they're like interactive images. You can go in the cards and stuff. It's very, very cool, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of got like a Yu-Gi-Oh's Duel Master kind of thing to it, where you can play people online with your booster packs and stuff. So it's cool because it doesn't seem like a replacement for the card game for the OGs, but a way to get new people into it in like a casual way. I think it's really smart. Mm-hmm. But the real news is we got our announcement for a new game finally. And it was what we wanted, actually. We were very afraid that we were going to get another chibi remake of something like we got of Diamond and Pearl. People didn't like that. I didn't love it. But we are getting a new Legends game, my nigga. We're getting a new Legends game. And we are finally getting Pokemon Z. The X and Y. We're going back to Gen 6. We're doing Pokemon Z. The long-awaited, but we never got Pokemon Z.
Can you break that down for all the viewers? And let them, like, the history behind Pokemon Z, please.
Well, it's just, you know, how Pokemon usually has a third, like, alternate game for their thing. Like, red, blue, yellow, you know, gold, what is it? Ruby, Alpha, Sapphire, and things like that. So there's sometimes, like, a third game. And X and Y never got that. And even Black and White got sequels, Black and White 2. We've got Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Black 2 is amazing. Go ahead.
So we got sequel games. We have always had like a third game, but we never got that for X and Y. We just had X and Y. So now we're finally going to get Pokemon Z. It's in the Legends format, so hopefully they improve upon the Arceus stuff. We'll get more open world stuff. We'll get more adult difficulty levels kind of stuff. But the most, I don't know, exciting thing for me is that it does not release this year, which is what most people expected, and this is what we actually wanted. I see a lot of people in the community. I've never seen a fan base happier that a game doesn't come out this year, because Pokemon's been rushing these damn games. We know how many bugs are in. As much as I love Scarlet and Violet, it's bugs to hell. The performance is nearly embarrassing, as fun as the game was. Take your time. And Pal World, I think, embarrassed them a little bit, too. the hype that Power World Woo. Had going on. And then it's just
now,
like.
Now, listen.
How's that going?
Listen. Oh, no. I mean, I could fucking download when I get home now. But listen. Although Power World, they kind of bit Pokemon. Let's just admit it. They bit them. But Power World has shown what the capabilities that Pokemon can go.
Yeah, and I think that's my point. It was like, I think so they saw that, and they take some more time to develop.
This could go either go one or two ways. Like, either Game Freak or Pokemon, y'all either going to hate on what Power World has shown you, what y'all could do, like, take some shit from this, or y'all could actually heed what they're trying to show you and go forward in the future and have more in-depth games, better graphics, more connectivity. Like, so why not do that? But we'll see.
Yeah, this is why I said take another year, polish it up, get the bugs out, get it right. Pokemon is always trying to churn out games before Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I'm glad that I think maybe the pressure on them, they were cooking them for Power World, where it's like, why haven't y'all done something this big and immersive and something different like this? So it's like,
yeah,
take some time, make the next Legends game like legit, to making a big step above Arceus. And I love Arceus. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm just excited. We're getting Mega Evolutions back, my least favorite gimmick, but it's still going to be fun. Maybe in a Legends game in that format, it'll be more fun, because
yeah.
I personally didn't love Mega Evolutions. They really, really picked some favorites there that generation, where some people's like Megas were amazing and like damn near unstoppable. Charizard, looking at you, buddy.
Yeah.
Kangaskhan, looking at you, buddy.
Yeah.
And then some of them were just utterly useless, just terrible. Beedrill, why we got a Mega Beedrill? Who's using Beedrill? Who's competitively using a Beedrill?
I don't think I ever caught one.
Yeah, it's like,
it's just not useful.
After you win your second badge, he becomes useless. My man becomes too weak to do anything. So it's like, yeah, Megas weren't my favorite, but it's cool. Maybe they'll revisit the concept. And some of them have awesome designs. I love Super Saiyan Ampharos over here with his long, luxurious locks of hair and things like that. My super fluffy, what's his name, Altaria, turns into just a big-ass cloud. Yeah. Like, I love some of the designs, but I just think as a battle mechanic, it wasn't great. I think Terrastalization is the best battle mechanic they've ever come up with so far.
Oof.
I would agree.
Oof. I can't.
It is, dog. It is. Mm.
And not best by, in terms of
by
like
default, like kind of by default, you gotta have some bad ones. But I do kind of like Agile and Strong Style though, with the order set.
I hated that.
I like that.
The worst thing they've ever done.
I kind of like that.
I think you would have hated it more if you got to fight someone else in real life.
With that, because you can't fight a human with it.
That wouldn't even make sense. It's like, I don't know, man. I like that. I think they perfected the perfect battle system. It's just they need to touch up the other stuff, like the world exploration, the bugs, just the graphics and stuff like that. Battle system's good. They ain't need to touch that. That's the only thing that blew me about Arceus. Like, why did you do this?
Like, you had a super expansive game, but it wasn't the most expansive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need more locations. It was a little drab, man. They got to get the most out of this hardware that I feel like they're not getting the most out of the Switch, because we've seen these Zelda games. Games can look good on this. So it's like, you act like it doesn't have the hardware, but it's got the hardware. I mean, just needs to take the time. That's why I say 2025 is good. I'm excited. Get a new game. And then that gives some time. That's after the World Championships and stuff. So Scarlet and Violet is still cooking right now. Still a very active, robust community and Regulation F. So I think that'll carry Pokemon for the rest of the year. And then we got some new shit to play next year.
All right. So shift gears a little bit. We've embarked on another live action adaptation. Now we've had Yu Hakusho, blah. We've had One Piece,
yay.
Yeah, it was good.
We've had Bleach, blah. We've had Attack on Titan, I guess. I mean, he tried it. I didn't really watch it. Did y'all watch it?
No. I'm just going to pretend that doesn't exist and it was never made.
Death Note. They that made was one.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Rurouni Kenshin. You liked that one?
That was good. All of them. There's a series of movies. They're actually very well made.
This time we're talking about one of the greatest. It's not an anime. One of the greatest cartoons ever, which really is a war cartoon. I would deposit it's really a war cartoon because they're in a war the whole time, but they're kind of playing around with it. Avatar, The Last Airbender, live action just came out. Oh my God. Me personally, of course they took their liberties with it. Okay, whatever. They did. They changed up a few things, whatever. But a lot in this fandom, they're so fickle to the point where I don't think they would judge anything fairly based off of them not liking themselves. But objectively, I like this show. The bending, it was believable. The characters, they kind of feel like we could build with them. The way they did the story, it worked out because basically they went through the first part, the first book. They ended at the first book with, you know, the water spirit and Zuko and stuff, and that's how they ended the show with that season. And I feel like they did a good job. I don't feel like there was any wasted moment. I mean, of course, we've all been burned by the M. Night Shyamalan adaptation, which is kind of like the worst movie ever.
He needed his ass whooped for that.
I mean, if they want to do a competition between that movie and Dragon Ball Evolution, I would want to see which one would be like the worst.
I've never seen an adaptation. They didn't even get the man's name right. How you get the main character's name right?
Ong. They said Ong a lot. Ong. So yeah, like I said, I feel like it was a good season. I hope it comes back. You've seen it too, Puffco. How do you feel?
I thought it was good. It was cool to revisit that world. I think it, like you said before, like Avatar has built one of the best fictional worlds. Like,
yeah,
it's great for a Nickelodeon cartoon. They did some amazing ass world building. Like I said, it's a battle about imperialism and destiny and like all these things. So it was cool to revisit the world. You could tell, unlike the M. Night Shyamalan movie, that the people who made this like Avatar and gave a fuck about it. So that's helpful.
For sure.
So you could tell some care and love was put in the production. Like I said, the bending looks great. Some of the effects. Mm-hmm. I think the casting was perfect. I think that every person who was cast was just fucking spot on. Just about all the main people. Some of the side people look a little janky. But like talking about like your main cast, your Aang, Katara, Zuko, Iroh, Ozai, like all of them.
Bruh, Iroh from Star Wars.
Yeah, it's
I was like, oh shit, that's him.
The pilot.
Yeah, I was like, I know him. I know him from somewhere. Daniel Day-Kim.
Yeah, so it's just like, no, the casting director, you did an S job. Like, you superb. But beyond that, I think it's just a little clunky in terms of like the pacing and the dialogue. I feel like they're spitting a lot of exposition just to like, we need to check off these beats for this episode.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I think it's pretty good. It's solid. My only issue and my nitpick is, I guess they said who the show is for. I was going to ask who is it for, and they said it's for, like, they want to get people who would never watch Avatar, like Game of Thrones fans into Avatar.
I think
it's like,
that's
I get
what they're doing with these live adaptations to get people into it, because they drop the live adaptation with the junk coming out at the same time, like Avatar is on Netflix now.
See, my issue with this one and why I feel like this one doesn't work as well as One Piece is because this is about the same length as Book One, Season One in Avatar. And it's just like, this is just a lesser version of that story. Like, and this is basically for people who just don't respect animation as a serious medium, because the superior version of this story is the cartoon. And some people say it's a Nickelodeon cartoon. I can't take it seriously. It doesn't have like the violence level I need, but it's like, it is.
Yes, the fuck it
does. Yeah, so say, if you're watching,
shit goes down in Avatar.
I've watched both of these. The cartoon's much, much better version of this story being told. Like, even though this is cool, this is a great attempt. I mean, no shade to the people that made this, but it's like, when are we just going to finally respect animation and just treat animation like a real medium?
No.
Instead of trying to remake everything live action, for what? Like, the One Piece, I think, worked because One Piece in itself is inaccessible.
Let me ask you
a lot of people. It's because of the length and the style of it.
Do you think the lizard people and the oligarchs is going to respect art more than money?
It's all about them schmeckles, man.
Thank you. So, like I said, this is a good entryway for people to even get interested into like Avatar and be like, oh, this is what this is based on. Let me go watch the cartoon. Everybody says it's a great cartoon. Let me get into that. But like it did that for me, and I rewatched it again. So I've basically watched Avatar again for the third time. So speaking on the return, so I rewatched it, and where they might go with season two, like Toph didn't show up till like episode 6 in season 2. And then Zuko didn't join the good guys till like episode 12 in season 3. So where exactly do you think they're going to land in season 2?
I mean, if they pace it with book 1, I mean, it looks like they're just going to do 3 seasons, right? Are they going to just do 3?
I don't think they're going to get a 3. I don't know, man.
Just depends how many people are watching. I don't think
Netflix is going to let niggas rot for 3 seasons. Dude. 2, but no.
It's 3 books, man. Just get through all 3 books. 3, and then if it's popular enough, then we might not get no Korra. Probably won't get a Legend of Korra, but I mean.
Fuck no. Which
I love, by the way. I love Legend of Korra. I think it gets too much hate for all the Korra haters out there. But.
So where does season 2 end at? Season 2 end at, they lost.
It's been quite a while since I didn't rewatch Avatar when I went to watch it. That's why I kind of like was enjoying remembering this stuff. It's like, oh yeah, I remember, because it's been quite a few years since I've seen the original Avatar. So I just went into it blind, just being like, oh, it's cool to be back in this world again. Like I did the comet and seeing some stuff, they expanded some of the lore, seeing the Air Temple get Order 66 to know all of that.
Yeah. That was, man, you know, the cabbage guy. That was actually him.
Yeah, they brought my man finally.
The actual
the role of his life.
Yeah. I like the show, man. And I tell you every time they do it. One step closer, Nova. One step closer. Man, you know we're one step mouth. Closer to, right?
No.
I don't want Dragon to acknowledge Ball that.
Z on Netflix. We're getting one step closer.
To them doing a better job at it?
Right. It can't be worse than Evolution.
They're not going to do a better. But it's coming. It's coming. Mark my words. They're going down the list. Oh, what popular anime could we adapt now? Mm-hmm. All right, next. What else we got?
A good TV show.
A good TV show? What TV show is that?
Shogun.
Shogun.
That shit is gas.
The Shogunate. So, Shogun is a new TV show that came out on Netflix, on FX by way of Hulu. Shit gets confusing sometimes. But it's based off of a book, and it's a very good book, and it's a very good show. It's rated very high on Rotten Tomatoes, which is a grading scale that is kind of like Simon Cowell with the grades. So I've watched the 2 episodes that have came out. It does come off like it puts you in that period. It puts you in the danger that people have, you know, been put in. Niggas getting their head chopped off for less. Like, it's funny they talk about people who speak English, they speak in Portuguese. And that's funny because I guess it kind of is Portuguese. Like, we're speaking Portuguese right now. And it shows, like, the influence that Christianity and religion had back then in Japan and stuff. But, man, Ken Watanabe again. Great actor. You've seen him in everything. I think he just played Scorpion in Mortal Kombat. One of the female actors, she's from Godzilla King of the Monsters. She's a female lead. The male actor, the English guy, I don't think I've ever seen him before.
The Tom Hardy looking dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen him before, but I see stuff going on with him. I like him. But very good show, CJ. What you think?
fantastic show so far. Like, I see the 100% on Rotten Tomatoes was not cap. Like,
it's not.
Show is gives you all the Game of Thrones political machinations, cultural period piece, all that stuff. But it's really, really, really good on, like I said, the political stuff. That's what really got me into the maneuvering. And it's got some good action sprinkled in there, too, enough to really keep you invested. So I think the one of the stronger two-episode premieres I've seen in a long time. I'm very excited to get through the rest of this. Might end up picking up the book, man. Like, I love a good book. I haven't read the book before, so.
For sure. I would definitely pick up the book. I mean, this show is great. Some people even compared it to Game of Thrones. I'm like, hold on. Everybody relax with these goddamn comparisons.
And kind of like tone and just how it, you know, like how well
it puts you
is.
There. Like,
yeah, immerses you like that.
Like, bruh, like them people on that ship, they all got killed. Like, bruh, I'm like, damn, they gonna kill everybody? They didn't even want. I'm like, goddamn. Yeah. Moving on to another show that myself and Dad Daddy Don have watched. The new, that it's on Hulu too. It just came out. It's super popular. It's burning up the airways in all the anime communities. Ninja Kamui.
Oh, I was just going to start that yesterday too. I ain't started yet.
Dog.
It's pretty good.
You kind of need to. Dad, Daddy Don.
Yeah.
Would you care to expound on it, please?
Oh, no. I like the concept. I like what's going on. I like how they introduced. I guess my only negative is that I felt like the backstory was very telegraphed. I basically,
he
bar for bar.
Yeah, he called it.
Quoted it.
No, he quoted it.
And you know, unfortunately, I'm going to spoil it from you because, you know.
I mean, it's too easy. You'll see
it's
it coming.
Easy.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean,
look, it's a softball, bro. It's a softball.
Yeah, it's
right?
Not a big reveal.
But I'll use this one singular statement. They seem too happy.
Bingo.
All right, I'll know what that means in due time.
You know,
right.
You know.
Yeah. So, you know, very violent, very bloody, very good choreographed fights.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer and was like, okay, this don't look like it might be something.
And you can tell when people are using animators from previous animes, they're just like, okay, that punch, I've seen Naruto punch Sasuke. In those same frames. Like, are you just borrowing again? Because they reuse those even in that anime.
Yeah, and it's Korean, too.
So, you know, original animators, original drawing, original story, or as far as I can see. It's very, I don't know what's really going to happen next. I can tell what happened in the beginning, of course. But,
right,
like,
of course.
I don't know what's going to happen next.
We've been here before.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah, I really do like it. Everybody look out for that. But what else came out this week? Oh, there was this little movie that came out, and everybody was super excited about it, and they went to go see it, and they went to go see it on Thursday, and they went to grand openings and stuff.
Hey.
How was that big-ass worm?
Glorious. It was fucking glorious. This washed away what the darkness that Madam Web put on my soul on cinema.
Life's about balance.
I feel reborn, like I'm the Paul Muhadib, and you know, the movie's fucking great. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. It's an epic, like The Two Towers, or like, you know, something like that. It's Dune's one of my favorite books series, so I'm super excited about this. Yeah, this was my number one anticipated movie of the year, and it didn't disappoint. It was fantastic in every regard. I don't really have too many notes on it. I mean, they made some book changes, but I mean, I think most of the changes he decided to do were smart and serve the story. I don't even know where to start, man. It's the scale in the cinematography, I think, is just next level. Like, just masterclass of, like, this movie is beautiful to look at. Like, and I always know the mark of a good movie, especially if it's a long movie, that if it's a movie that's almost 3 hours, it doesn't feel long. And I was just like, damn, man, like, I want this to keep going. I just want this. And I know where it's going. I read the book. Like, I know where it's going to stop. But it was fantastic. Not a bad performance in the movie. It's unprecedented. It's just peak cinema. They throw that around a lot. But, you know, Hans Zimmer on the score. Where I mean, you've seen the cast of just heavy hitters everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think Zendaya specifically really, really kills it. She's probably one of my favorite characters in the story. I think they made the most changes to Chani and her character from the book. And I think that was good, man. It was awesome. It was awesome. The fight scenes are awesome. It's a lot of action in this one. I know that was a big complaint for the first one as they were setting up all the world building.
It was talky-talky.
Yeah, it was a lot of world building.
I mean, but they kind of had to do the world building. Like
yeah, so they can just get popping in this movie. Like, and this show still is not, like I said, this ain't a Fast and Furious. I guess that would be my only thing where people, it's like, it's 10 out of 10, but it's not going to be a movie for everyone because these books are long, they're dense, and they're weird. And like, there's a lot of stuff going on, and it ain't just like, oh, good guy went. Like, it's a complex story, and it's almost has like some Attack on Titan to it, where it's like the good guys are not quite the good guys, and the bad guys are like, it's very gray. It's very Game of Thrones meets Star Wars in space. And we throw that Game of Thrones thing around a lot, but just a lot of complex politics, and a really, really immersive world. So if you just want like a popcorn Fast and the Furious Kevin Hart ass movie, this is not it. This is going to be a thing. You pay attention. You're going to be want to like lean in and listen to the dialogue and, you know, be into it. But if you want a full, robust cinema experience, like action, you know, all that stuff, this movie is incredible. It's movie of the year. Best adaptation of Dune we've ever seen. I like the old janky movie from 84, but this is it. This is the hype is real. I don't have much more to say. This movie gave me everything that I wanted.
All right, so gotta see it in IMAX.
Don't disrespect yourself seeing this on a small screen. You want to see this on the biggest screen. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's so many moments. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't read the books. But if you are a book reader, they do make some interesting changes. Because my least favorite of the Dune books is Dune Messiah, which will be the third movie in this trilogy. So I like that they made a lot of changes going into it, so that maybe he will maybe do Dune Messiah a little bit different. Because I think we're absolutely getting a third Dune movie, the way this ends off and how successful it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So everybody go to the movies and go watch Dune.
And read the books, because I'm very curious to see how far they go. Because every book gets weirder and weirder until we get to like God Emperor of Dune. And we're talking to like a 1,000-year-old worm dude ruling the galaxy and stuff. Like, it gets weird as hell. And I want to see how weird they get, because this has been a very grounded interpretation of the books. We haven't seen, they've left out some of the weirder elements, like the Space and Guild fish people and the Twi'lek Su face dancers and stuff. It's some wild, crazy stuff that they kind of toned down that I would love to see in future books or future movies.
Hey, CJ, do you know how a Southern woman answers the phone? How you doing? Thank you, everyone, for joining us on a new episode of Channel Orange. I've been your host, LK the God, the Deity, the Mogul. I've been here with Puff Go Puffy and
Dab Daddy Don.
Dab Daddy Don. Dab Daddy Don. Like we said before, subscribe everywhere. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Some kind words, some bad words. Tell someone you love them. Gang.
Gang, gang.